This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, you're with me, Ezra Zayed. Today we have with us Ambassador of the Republic of Turkey to Malaysia, Her Excellency Başak Türkoğlu. She's here to speak about her role in Malaysia, the bilateral relationship between our two countries, and what it's like to be a woman in the diplomatic corps. Your Excellency, let's start with trying to get to know you a little bit more. You've been appointed as the Turkish Ambassador for Malaysia. This was just quite recently in the past few months, November 2014, am I right? So how familiar were you with Malaysia and the region itself?
I'm trying to get familiar with the Malaysia people, its culture, way of life. But I have served before in the region, in different countries as well. So I'm familiar with Asia and Far East Asia a little bit.
And so tell us a little bit more about your journey to becoming an ambassador. What inspired you to have a career in a public service or foreign service?
To say the truth, when I was a university student, I was invited to a conference in Brussels by NATO. And in that conference, it was a kind of UN simulation thing. And during that conference, I realized that I like it, especially, you know, defending your arguments, your country's interests, and getting involved with all people from different countries. I realized that I can do something in this field. So that was the occasion that I really made up my mind.
You felt like you were making a difference.
Yes. I mean, I like the way how you make a difference. You can do it, you know, in different fields, through different means. But it was the right area, field, I thought.
Your Excellency, before taking on the ambassadorship and, of course, working in various countries, you worked in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And, of course, you were also the head of the Department of Energy, Water, Environmental Issues. What have been the key differences between those jobs and your current role?
You accumulate sort of knowledge and experience. You deal with different issues, but while dealing with them, you learn a lot from others and through experience. And then, you know, when you become an ambassador, you have to face different situations, different subjects, and you benefit from what you have seen and dealt with before.
And so tell us a little bit more about Turkey and perhaps what has changed in the past few decades and how things have progressed over there.
To say the truth, when I joined the ministry, it was beginning of 1990, Turkey has been dealing with different kind of issues on the forefront. And then, especially within the last decade, thanks to the economic progress and successful achievements, I think it has a better understanding and status in the eyes of third countries. So Turkish businessmen and investors are all around the world. They're doing business everywhere, wherever you go, to which country you meet them. And Turkish students are, you know, going abroad, having education. And people, when they read the newspapers and follow the media, they read things about Turkey and the success story, the economic situation or the achievements that we have got during the last decades in terms of democratization, human rights, whatever you name. And it made it easier to represent your country because you see that people are having more positive attitudes toward the Turkish people when they meet them. They know better about our country. And I can also, you know, add to that the Turkish TV series or some other things in cultural and, you know, media field. We had also interesting, successful stories all around Turkey, you know, in Caucasia, Middle East, Europe. The TV series or movies that people watch, they feel more familiar with Turkey and Turkish culture.
And that's the soft power going out of Turkey as well.
Right.
We're going to continue talking about relations between Malaysia and Turkey. In the studio with us is Her Excellency Başak Türkoğlu, the Ambassador of the Republic of Turkey to Malaysia. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9. It's the evening edition. You're with me, Ezra Zayed, and in the studio with us is Her Excellency Başak Türkoğlu, the Ambassador of the Republic of Turkey to Malaysia. Now, Başak, how would you describe the socio-political and economic relationship between Malaysia and Turkey? And maybe you can dial it back historically as well, whether we've had close relations or has it been something more recent?
Just in one word, I can say it's excellent, especially the bilateral political relations. I think that there is a huge potential that we can, you know, develop in terms of economic and trade issues, and that's what we are working for very hard. We have many commonalities, like religion, cultural life, history, as you just mentioned, and there is a genuine positive attitude toward Turkish people and my country, I guess. I feel that wherever I go and whoever I meet. So the only thing is that we need some success stories to make both countries more attractive for the Malaysian or Turkish investors and businessmen, because it seems quite far for each, you know, country. Although there are direct flights every day, it's still not in the region. I mean, Turkey is not in the region of Malaysia that it has been dealing with, or yeah, vice versa.
And geographically, you know, Turkey is so unique. It's got one foot in Europe, one foot in Asia. And I think, you know, I've had the great pleasure of visiting Turkey once. And the thing that struck me the most is really the diversity, you know, be it cultural spots, people, the food. And it's something that it resonates a lot here at home in Malaysia.
So is Malaysia. Maybe that's the reason. Yeah. I mean, they are very similar, I think, in terms of location, different cultures, ethnicities, and they're all, you know, living in together with harmony and peacefully. So, as I mentioned, there are many commonalities, and that's the reason I think we have so good relationship.
So tell us a little bit more about what are some of the initiatives taking place to strengthen economic ties between the two countries.
Especially last year, when our then Prime Minister, now our President, Mr. Erdogan, visited Malaysia. The two Prime Ministers had a joint statement. And there the target was concluding a free trade agreement. So it has been done. And I think that this will create a kind of impetus in the bilateral economic and trade relationship. Malaysia, the Malaysian side has showed interest, keen interest in investing Turkey as well, in transportation area, health, insurance, and some other fields. So Turkey has important investments here in Malaysia as well, especially in palm oil industry or in their companies which are constructing prefab housing in Malaysia, or some other investments. So the only thing is that how we can, the question is how we can increase the number of those companies and investors.
I mean, these examples that you've just mentioned, I mean, it's quite encouraging when it comes to improving bilateral relations between these two countries.
True, true. But we need to improve them more because there is a huge potential, I guess. The interests of both countries overlap, and there are many other fields and areas where two companies or investors jointly operate, they can cooperate more, and they can invest and do business in third countries as well together.
Are there obstacles that are inherent in Malaysia, perhaps Turkey, or somewhere in between that prevents more progress on this front?
Not at all. I think just the psychological things like distance, long distance flights, right, and geographical distance, that's it.
And so Turkey is aspiring to join the European Union. Can you tell us more about what progress is being made on that front?
That's true. I mean, it has been one of the foreign policy targets of Turkey. We are negotiating accession process, to say the truth. It has taken quite a long time. But what I can say is that during this process, Turkey has gained a lot. I mean, in terms of human rights, democratization, or economic standardization. And we have a very competitive market. We are doing great business with the EU market. So it's rather than being a member of EU or not, it's the path that we have taken towards the EU itself in all terms. So I think that it's one of the strong pillars of Turkish foreign policy, the relations with the EU.
We'll be continuing our conversation with Başak Türkoğlu, the ambassador of the Republic of Turkey to Malaysia. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9. It's the evening edition. I'm Ezra Zayed, and in the studio with me is Her Excellency Başak Türkoğlu, the ambassador of the Republic of Turkey to Malaysia. We've been speaking about the relations between the two countries of Malaysia and Turkey. Now, I'd just like to move things forward about, I guess, being a woman in the diplomatic corps. What does your day look like? I mean, I think a lot of people have either conceptions or misconceptions about what it takes to be an ambassador. So give us a bit of a rundown about what your day is like.
Every day is hectic, to say the truth. I have always an intensive schedule. I attend many meetings, conferences, briefings. I have bilateral talks, courtesy calls. We receive many delegations from Turkey, or, you know, businessmen delegations, people who are interested to do business with Turkey from Malaysian side or from other countries in the region. So, also attending, you know, some cultural and social activities. So,
doing interviews on the radio.
In a nutshell, I can say that it's very hectic. Every day is full.
And so, traditionally, I guess, you know, the field of diplomacy has been dominated by men, and of course, there are more and more women joining foreign service and the diplomatic corps. What's your observation about this? Why do you think there's been this shift towards the participation of women in this field?
You're right, but when I joined the ministry, in terms of numbers, women diplomats were less. But now I think in our ministry, 35% of the diplomats are women. I think the measures taken to encourage women to be employed in a better way, that they can lead also their private life in a more comfortable way, made this difference. You can have a very good family life and also private life, but on the other side, a professional life. So I don't think that it seems an obstacle for women to get involved in the foreign policy area field in diplomatic service, as long as we are provided equal opportunities.
And has that been an obstacle in the past few years or so?
Not at all. I mean, of course, you know, being a woman adds more burdens on your shoulders, because you want to be a good mother, you know.
You have many hats to wear.
That's true. And you have more responsibilities. But if you manage your time well, you can do well in all of them, I think.
And how much has the participation of women brought to the table of diplomacy? I mean, how much has that sort of changed in terms of how countries relate to each other, how different ambassadors relate to each other? Has that changed the conversation a little bit?
No. Naturally, I don't think so, because it's not your gender, but your personality, your, you know, professional life. It makes a difference. I can, you know, easily go into chat with my counterparts, whether they are women or men, it doesn't make a difference. The only thing is that maybe women can add a different kind of flavor to diplomatic life, because since we are much more detailed persons, you know, sometimes we perform better than men in terms of organizational things. Other than that, I think everybody has their own character, assets, capabilities, talents. So it doesn't make a difference between men and women. It's who you are.
And I wanted to quote the director of a new regional UN office based in Istanbul, express to the media that she believes Turkey can be a positive model for women's rights in the region. What are your thoughts on this, and how far Turkey has come on that issue?
I agree with that. To say the truth, Turkish women has gained their rights, achieved their rights, long before many other European countries, in terms of, you know, right to vote or equal conditions of working, equal salary, equal opportunities. So in terms of equity, we really enjoy the same rights with men in Turkey, in academic life, in health sector, or in diplomacy. We see many women, successful women. The only maybe I can, you know, complain about is the number of the women at decision-making level in big companies or international, you know, companies.
I mean, that's a problem that many countries are facing as well.
I think so. Other than this, I think Turkish women are provided with equal rights, and it's up to them to enjoy those rights or not.
And so what are some of the biggest challenges that women are facing in Turkey? Because it's so common that policies can be implemented in different countries, but when you don't have a culture to support that policy, it becomes very, very problematic. And we're seeing that in a lot of countries in Southeast Asia, in Asia, where a sense of patriarchy is still entrenched in the culture.
True. In rural areas especially, we can talk about this, but the government itself, it's supporting the involvement of women in all areas, in every walk of life. They're very active in politics. They're very active in education, in health sector, as I mentioned, in different areas. So as long as they have the access to education, and then if they have the, you know, if they enjoy the opportunities to work, then there is no limit to that. They can become whatever they want. But at rural areas, because of some, you know, traditional mindset, sometimes the girls are, you know, getting married at early ages, and they prefer to be, you know, housewives. This is also a very, you know, sacred way of life. If they enjoy it, you know, they have every right to do so. But the women in urban areas, they have more, they have more access to education and I think work as well.
And do you think there's any form of direct or indirect discrimination happening, let's say in the workforce or outside of the office, or are things relatively kept in check?
They are kept in check. If there is any, you know, inequality or abuse of rights, then it's not tolerated.
We're going to continue.
But everybody is treated equal.
We're going to continue our discussion with Her Excellency Başak Türkoğlu, the Ambassador of the Republic of Turkey to Malaysia. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9. Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed, and we're continuing our discussion with the Ambassador of the Republic of Turkey to Malaysia, Her Excellency Başak Türkoğlu. Your Excellency, we are seeing more and more women in positions with decision-making responsibilities, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the expectation society has on them, in that, you know, when a woman is in a position of authority and does an excellent job, it's par for the course, you know, no big deal. But on the flip side, if she makes a mistake, it tends to be amplified because of her gender, and you see this in every facet of society.
It all depends on the number, I think. The main issue here is, since men are in majority in such positions, whenever they make these mistakes, they are tolerated maybe more, or, you know, people do not pay much attention to it. But women, since they are, you know, less in number, they come to those positions rarely. Whatever they do, if it's a success, it becomes a bigger success. If they make mistakes, if they fail, it becomes, you know, it's perceived by others as a bigger one. So as long as the number of women working and getting to top levels, I think that this will change by time.
I mean, we spoke earlier about the lack of participation in key decision-making positions. And what can change that when it comes to increasing that number so that more women are in those positions?
It will change the perception of people, first of all, I think. I'm not a person who believes in, you know, making a positive discrimination will solve the problems. I believe in personal success, personal abilities. If you are talented, if you really, you know, deserve a position, you should get it by your own merits. I mean, being a woman shouldn't make a difference. But since women are, you know, ignored for long years, just to change the perception, maybe we need such kind of positive discrimination for a while.
As an introductory phase almost.
Exactly. But after that, I mean, after that introductory phase, after the mindset of people have changed and after the mindset of people change, then I think that there will be no need for such kind of positive discrimination.
Do you think there are similarities in terms of the challenges that are being faced by women here in Malaysia as well as Turkey? Or do you have a sense of that?
I don't think so. I think it's same all over the world. Mm. Even in Nordic countries or in Latin America or in Asia, Africa, of course, you know, the substance may be different. The things may differ from one region to another due to cultural, historical and even geographical reasons. But at the end of the day, the root cause of the problem is the same, I think.
And in terms of, you know, lessons being learned, you know, as Malaysia and Turkey continues to improve its relations and you know, trade stories and bilateral relations, is there something that Malaysia can learn from Turkey and vice versa, perhaps?
This is valid for all countries. I think this is a, you know, interactive relationship. We can learn from each other in every field, every time, because we went through different experiences and the lessons that we derive can be beneficial for others. So it's a mutual exchange, I think.
Well, Your Excellency, thank you very much for spending time with us. And I'm going to try and recall this. In Turkish, it's teşekkür ederim.
Exactly the same. I mean, perfect pronunciation. Thank you.
I'm going to thank the you know, guy who sold me the carpet in the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul, I think.
Terima kasih.
Oh, we're swapping languages right now, folks. My thanks to Her Excellency Başak Türkoğlu, the Ambassador of the Republic of Turkey to Malaysia. If you missed any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. It's Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.